So it's very, very interesting when we dissect the persona of Balak, who, you know, the Torah refers to as a Navi, and the Gemara tells us there's a pasuk. Bilam, I'm sorry. Thank you. Velokam Navi od beYisrael kemoshe, that a Navi of the stature of Moshe Rabbeinu never rose for Am Yisrael. The Gemara says, yeah, for Am Yisrael he didn't, but for Umot HaOlam, kam. Yeah, Bil'am. So this guy was a great man. And on the other hand, we find that for the high spiritual plane that he was on, he was a depraved, sick individual. He did all sorts of disgusting things. And he, you know, engaged in immorality and tried to murder, you know, genocide of Am Yisrael. So if you think about it for a second, his whole life is one big contradiction, one big paradox. How do you make sense of a person like Bil'am? So it is very interesting. Find the Zaf.
Was he normal?
No, he was normal. He was
originally
normal.
When he got the Neguah.
Now listen to this. You know, the answer is Bil'am did not know, even though he understood, there's a very, very big gap between the brain and the heart. Which means even though Bil'am knew about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, he knew exactly what spirituality meant. He knew what was expected of him, but he didn't connect that to his heart, which means he never, you know, it's funny, because he's the person who's saying, yeah, tamot nafshi mot yesharim uti achariti kamo. In his bracha, one of his brachot that he gave to Am Yisrael, he says, I want to die like a Jew and have a straight path to Olam Haba like them. Hello. You want a straight path to Olam Haba, but you know you're a sick individual. What's wrong with you? Elama.
Disconnect.
He did. There was a disconnect between the mind and the heart to the extent that he didn't know or he didn't focus on the fact that he would be responsible for his actions. This is not the first time we see this in the Torah. It's precedented. You know, when Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, that's exactly what Amalek is. Tipol aleim imata b'fachad, right? Shamo'o mimil gazun. Am Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they were on fire. The entire world was petrified of them. Terrified. And yet, what happened? V'yavo Amalek v'ilachem Yisrael b'lfidim. What happened? What they didn't know that they would be, you know, they got burned very bad. But at the end of the day, they had the knowledge of what Am Yisrael was and all of the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for them. But at the end of the day, they didn't realize that there would be repercussions. They didn't, you know, they disconnected from that. It's the lack of what the Sichot Musar calls simat lev, paying attention. Well, it's not only roet anolad, but it's a person who knows intellectually about something, but doesn't pay attention to it enough to internalize it.
I mean, they know that they still sacrifice themselves. They're going to get paid just for the chonzo.
Listen to this. The Gemara says Masechet Shabbat Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says Yudaim Rishaim Shedarkam Lemita. The Rishaim know that they're going down. Ela Shechelev Al Kislam, which means that they have fat on their innards. Which means what? They're blocked. They know very well. Some people they don't know. Okay, fine. A Rasha is somebody who knows and does it anyway. You don't know you're going to be punished. I don't get you. You know, Schar Ba'onesh, that's one of the Yudgim Ha'ikarim, one of the 13 principles of our faith, without which a person can't be considered Shomer Torah or Mitzvot. Person realizes that there's reward and punishment. You don't know you're going to get punished. They do, but they don't connect to that. You know, they think there's a way. Vadak. Now listen to this. There is a very, very interesting Midrash in Bereshit. The Midrash says, it's also, Tosfot brings it in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Amud Bet. The Midrash says that, I'll tell you the Nimshal in a second, there was Mashal, a parable. One time, the son of the king, the prince, did something inappropriate with one of the Shvachot, one of the maid servants in the palace. And the king got very upset, and he kicked him out and he banished him. After he banished him from the palace, he was homeless. So he starts knocking on the door of all of the maidservants. Maybe somebody can let him in. Nobody opens the door. Everybody's screaming at him, you loser, you punk, you know what I'm saying? All this stuff. Who opened the door for him? That specific maid that he was inappropriate with, she opened the door, she said, come in, I'll take you in. That the Nimshal says the, very interesting, says the Midrash, Adam HaRishon, before the Chet, he was on high. The Gemara says, Hashem says, Ani melech lemala, ata melech lemata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you'd be the king of the entire world. And what happened? He ate from Eitz Hadat, and everything went bad. Everything went downhill. After he ate from the Eitz Hadat, he realized, they realized that they were undressed. They realized that they were naked. And they started going to all of the trees of the garden. You know, maybe you can give us some leaves. Maybe you can give us some. And all the trees said, Tarasha, right here, you know, we don't want anything to do with you. Everybody just shunned him. What was the only tree that offered him some support, whatever? The Eitz Teana, the fig tree, said, take some leaves. From here, the Gemara understands, now we understand that the Eitz Hadat was fig. What do you see from here? So it also brings them from the Midrash. Yeah? So now, what do you see from here? A person could be at the top of the world. Hashem just spoke to him and he told him the first Navi in the history of the universe was Adam HaRishon. Hashem spoke to him and he didn't tell him much. He said, you have everything. Just this one thing don't do. And he fell. He didn't know that he was going to lose everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ki biyom acholcha mimenu motamut, you're going to die. What is it? When a person doesn't pay attention, there's a disconnect. It's a very, very dangerous thing. And be'emet, we know the famous Gemara in Masechet Sota, the Gemara says, V'chgim amud alef. Yeah? The Gemara says like this. En Adam... So listen to this. The Gemara says, En Adam over avera, ela in ken nichnesa bo, ruach shetud. Yeah, what's the shetud? What's the shetud? Yeah, it's a... He becomes a shote, he becomes insane. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Huh? Beseder. Is it beseder? But if it's insanity, you know, one of the biggest defenses in criminal law is pleading insanity. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever prosecute a person for the averot that he does if he's insane at the moment?
Sure. He allowed the Ruach Shu to enter.
All right. But once it's in, he can't control it. Manasseh.
Right. Listen to this.
Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, this is huge. He says, the shtut is not necessarily the doing the avera. Doing the avera is ta'aba. There's a certain desire to do the avera. You know what the shtut is? The shtut of the avera is that a person thinks to himself, you know, I can do the avera and I'll recover. Nothing's going to happen to me. I'm not going to fall. I can do the same praying with a minyan, coming to learn, whatever. Plus a little bit of averot here and there. A person who doesn't think that he's going to suffer a spiritual descent, a fall, a tznicha, as a result of the averot that he does, zeshote. That's a fool. Person, you have to realize, every averot that we do, tach moridotanu. Zelo tzok. So a person, that's the job of the Yetzirah, is to blind the person. To, yeah, you know what? Yeah, as long as you have everything else, don't worry, the Averot aren't going to harm you. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to care so much about it. Yeah, that's by a few galut. You want to go to Yom Miklat, so you have Yeridah Letzorech Amiyah. Yeah? Aval, Mikol Makom, you hear what I'm saying? That's what the Yetzirah tries to blind the person and not allow a person to internalize the repercussions for one's actions. It's a very, very important thing. We have to be the greatest people that we've ever seen fall, it's because they had a lack of, not intelligence, they're very intelligent, but the, you know, the short circuit between the mind and the heart, the paying attention, there's going to be fallout. If I do this, I will suffer, my spirituality will suffer, my family will suffer. Sometimes people don't pay attention to it. That's part of it. So Rabotai, this is what Bil'am is all about. You know, the Torah doesn't tell us these things in order to trash. The Torah has nothing better to do than to trash the guy. Elama, because this person made a fatal mistake. It costed him everything. Yeah? He had the ability, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the kelim, to be on equal platform with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a very scary thing. And the guy was a depraved, sick individual. Why? Because of this shtut, because of this Choser simat da'at, this choser, this lack of paying attention, the guy went down the tubes, lidira'on olam, to be remembered always as, you know, as a one big fat nothing. That's what he is, Rabotai. So, Rabotai, we're starting now the 3 weeks. 3 weeks is the time to internalize a lot of things. You look around, there's no Beit HaMikdash, we're in Galut, Achanu Bnei Yisrael are in trouble, you have to pray, visit Hashem, you know, you have to learn on Shabbat and say Tfilot B'Shabbat, Achanu Bnei Yisrael, unfortunately, Hashem Erachim, in Surfside, Skinny, yeah? Achanu Bnei Yisrael, and from, you know, Umot HaOlam, at the end of the day, they're B'Tzelem Elohim, Hashem Erachim, it's such a terrifying thing. If the daven, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yazor Lanim, Shlach Lanim Fashin Yema Arifot and Nefesh V'Daguf, and you know, and to save those who are still able to be saved, it's a horrifying thing. We cannot move on L'Sidr Ayom like as if nothing happened. Yeah, like a house of cards. Papitom, Hashem Yirachem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message. We have to feel the tzar. The lotzok person is to sit and think, what can I do to help this matter? Whether it's financial or emotional or tefillah or limud, whatever it is, person has to be cognizant of what's going on in the world around us. Rabotai, I thank you all for listening. Shabbat shalom.
Wow.
Rav, so you think I think, remember some of those